We have a Tosfos. Tosfos is going on the last Gemara, which we learned yesterday. The Gemara said as follows. We had a stira in two memories. We had Omar Rav Tamchen, Omar Rav Asi. Ta v'loi hiskir. Let's see Choftes Madalov just to refresh our memory. Omar Rav Tamchen, Omar Rav Asi. This is around the six lines from the bottom. Choftes Madalov. Omar Rav Tamchen, Omar Rav Asi. Ta v'loi hiskir gvuras kshomim betchias hameisim. The person did not say mashi beruach ha-moyred ha-goshem. By the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's the bracha from HaTagibah, that ends with bracha at Hashem Mechai HaMeisim. Machzirin HaYisoy. So he has to daven over again. Shaila bebilchas HaShonim. What if he forgot to say v'sein talamoto lebracha? Ein machzirin HaYisoy. He doesn't have to go back. Mibnei sheyochei lo'aymra b'shemei HaTfile. Because he can still, he has a chance in Shemei HaTfile to say v'sein talamoto lebracha. Let us skip a line. Meisvei. Tovoloi hiskir gvuras kshamim betchias hameisim. Machzir hameisei. This halach is the same. If he didn't say mashiv ruach, he goes back. Shaila bebilches hashonim. Machzir hameisei. He also goes back. So this beraise is a kasha on Ravasi, because Ravasi said if a person forgot to say v'sein talamot alavroch, he doesn't go back. He can say it in Shemei Atfila. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, let us go to the last line of the Gemara, Ele'idi ve'idi b'yochit. Both Baraisis are speaking about that he's davening b'yechidis. We'll see later what the difference is, but idi ve'idi b'yochit. V'loi kasha. It is not kasha. If he reminded himself before Shemei Atfile, he doesn't have to go back. He'll say the same talamot alivrocha in Shemei Atfile. If he reminded himself after Shemei Atfile, he reminded himself that he started Ritzei, so then he has to go back to say the same talamot alivrocha. Let us see Tais. Hode itkar boser shemei atfila. If he reminded himself after shemei atfila, he goes back. Oz vadai marziren oisoi. Then he has to go back. Mihu, where does he go back? Imloi oka raglo. If he did not end shemei ne esrei, ene tzorech larzel leroish. He does not have to go back to the beginning of shemei ne esrei. V'loy lebilchas hashonim, he does not have to go back to Borech Oleinu. Agavulche, let us say, we don't paskin like this, Taisvis. Abal Kaponim, Taisvis says, he does not have to go back to Borech Oleinu either. El lechoyze l'shemei atfile. If a person has the opportunity to be maskir shayla, to say v'sein talamot alivrochen shemei atfile, now he's going back, why should he go all the way back? He can go back to Shema Kileinu. V'chein mashme b'Yerushalmi peirik ein oimdim. In the Yerushalmi, it also, it seems that way, that you go back to Shemei Atfila. The Kamar, the Yerushalmi says, im loy sho'al b'birchas hashonim, if he did not say v'sein talamot alivroch and birchas hashonim, machzir en oisa, he goes back. Ulaheichon choyza, to where does he go back? Rab Shimon b'shem Rab Yochanan Omar, Rab Shimon said as follows, B'reish Chodesh, if he forgot to say Yalav V'yavoy, im Orka Raglov, if he finished Shemayna Esrei, Chayza L'Reish, he goes back to the beginning. V'im Lav, if he's still in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, Chayza L'Avoyd, he goes back to Ritzei. Hochinami the Yerushalmi says, if he forgot to say v'sein talamot alivrochom, im orka raglov, chayzel aroish, if he ended Shemei Nesri, starts over again. Im lav, chayzel l'shemei atfil. But if he's still in the middle of Shemei Nesri, he goes back to Shemei atfil. Alme mashme behed, yes, so we see an often the Yerushalmi, the einoi chayzer, elo l'shemei atfil. He only goes back to Shemei Atfile, Kiloi Oka Raglo. Period. That's one. You saw Taisus brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. Miu, Taisus says we cannot build too many halachas from the Yerushalmi, because there's another halacha that the Yerushalmi says, which it would seem that we disagree with the Yerushalmi. Mi ya Yerushalmi polig agmore didon, bigvura is kshomim. If a person forgot to say mashi v'ruach omeirid agoshem, what the din is? The hochik toni, we learned by us, the Baraisa says, lo hiskil gvura is kshomim, machziri noisai. You go back. The Gemara does not say that a person is an Eitzik can say Mashi Baruach in Shemei Atfilah. And Tosfos mentioned on Omed Aleph the reason why not. Because Shemei Atfilah is Meyuchid for Bakoshes. A Bakosha request a person can say in Shemei Atfilah. The same Talamot Livroch is a request. He can say it in Shemei Atfilah. But Mashi Baruach Amoyred Agoshem is a Shmach. It's a praise to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's not a request. You can't stick that into Shemei Atfilah. That's what Baal holds. Ubi Yerushalmi koma, but in the Yerushalmi it says, Im lo yishoal bebirchas hashonim, if he did not say the same talamot levrocho, oim rabbi Shemei Atfilah. He says it in Shemei Atfilah. Udechevo say, Im lo yishkir gvuras gishomim betchiyas hameisim, if he did not say mashi veruach amayrid agoshem, Maskir b'shemei atfilah. So the Yerushalmi says he could also say it in Shemei atfilah. And the Yerushalmi makes a kal v'chaymel. Uma im shaylo shehi midoichik oimro b'shemei atfilah. Shaylo, which is a necessity, which a person needs. We need rain b'zman shomim. And a person, even though he did not say it in the correct place, he did not say it in Baruch Eleinu, he can be yaitza with Shemei atfilah. Haskoresh imerevach, the haskor is not a bakoshe. It's only a shvach ba'ome, like koshket. Avadi givis, you could be yaitze if you say mashi baruach omeirid agoshem in shemakelein. Aome, so Tosfos says from the Yerushalmi we see, the behed ye isa hosom, the choizer begvura is kishomim l'shemei atfilah. So in that nekuda we see the Yerushalmi disagrees with Bab. The Evsheliyot, then all of a sudden Tosfos starts making a cheshbon, maybe Bavli also agrees with the Yerushalmi. The Evsheliyot, Shagimore Shalonu, Loichoshash Leforshoi, perhaps our Gemore did not bother to mention that one could say, Mashi Baruach Omeret Agoshem B'Shemakeleinu, Mishuma Kal B'Choyme Kedei Isa B'Yerushalmi. Because of the Kal B'Choyme. Now let me just tell you, this is a very shvere Tosfos, but let me explain to you with the first half of Tosfos and what Tosfos says later. Let us go back to the Gemore, the Memre of Rav Asi. The Memre of Rav Asi, six lines from the bottom, Rav Asi says as follows. Omar Rav Asi, Tov loy hiskir gvures kshomim betchiyas hameisim, machzir emoisai. He did not say mashiv ruach, he has to go back. Shaila bebirchas hashonim, ein machzir emoisim, imnei sheyochel lo imro b'shemei atfilah. Shaila, he has an eitze, he can say it in shemakeleinu. Mashiv ruach, machzir emoisai. So if a person looks at this memra of Rav Asi, could a person think, maybe we hold, he could also say in Shemakeleinu. How could one say such a thing? Rav Asi says, Klo, Shaila ein machzirin oisa, you say in Shemakeleinu. Mashiv haruach machzirin oisa. So you see, Klo, that Rav Asi holds, you cannot say Mashiv haruach in Shemakeleinu. This pilpul that Tosfos has, the Rosh has this pilpul. But the Nachlas David explains the Rosh did not have the girsa that Tosfos had. The Rosh had such a girsa. Omar Rav Asi, to b'shayle b'birchas hashonim emachzir enoisim neshiyocholayim re'bishemei atfilah. Rav Asi only spoke about shayle. He didn't speak about mashiv haruach. So now, one could make a cheshbon. He didn't speak about mashiv haruach. Why didn't he speak about mashiv haruach? So it could be because Mashi Baruch you cannot say in Shemakelein. That's what you could say. Or you could say no. If Shaila you could say in Shemakelein. Mashi Baruch Avad Givis you could say in Shemakelein. That is the Kal V'Chomer of the Yerushalmi. So the Rosh is Gilsim. If you do not have the first seven words of Ravasi, you can have a pilpul what Bavli holds. But we shall see, Taisvis did have the first seven words of Ravasi, and Taisvis is still clearing a shaila. It could be, according to Bavli, you also can be maskir in Shema Keleinu. So this is very difficult to say. How could one say such a thing? Ravasi says, klo, that is a difference between shaila and mashiv ruach. This is a shverikait on Taisvis that Divrei David asks. But let us go with Taisvis. So first Taisvis has a tzad, could be Bavli also holds of the Shema, of the Kal Vachayim. V'ho diktani, but Taisvis had a gilse. Loi hiskir gvuras gishomim machzirem oisai. He says, klo, if you did not mention mashiv ruach, you go back. You can say it in Shema Kaleinu. Ayri shloi hiskir klal b'shemei atfilet. It means that he didn't say it by Shemei Atzvila either. That means, Lehiskir means if he forgot it by Shemei Atzvila also, so then he has to go back. But if he reminded himself before Shemei Atzvila, then he can say it in Shemei Atzvila. So let's now look again at this memra of Ravasi. Tov Lehiskir Gvuz Kshomen. He means, he's by Moedim, and he reminds himself that he did not say Mashiv Ruach. He's by Moedim, Machzir Noisoi. Shaila Bebirchas Hashonim, Ein Machzir Noisoi, Nei Shiyoch Eloim Rabbi Shemei Atzvila. How could one say such a pshat? How could you say that the first half is speaking about he passed Shema Keleinu, and the second half is speaking about he's not up to Shema Keleinu? It's very shver, the Havamin of Taisvis. Let's go further. So Taisus could be that pshat in Ravasi. V'halese. So Taisus says, no, this is not the right pshat. So b'maskone muki haimemre b'niska koidem shemei atfila. Taisus makes a cheshbin. The Gemara yesterday had a cheshbin that Ravasi is speaking about, that he reminded himself before shemei atfila. Mishum pirche de shayle. Is some mele. It's not mistava to say that Ravasi is speaking about after Shema Keleinu because of a kasha that the Gemara had. If you look in the Gemara, you don't have to make cheshbonis with kashas. Ravasi alone is speaking about before Shema Keleinu because he says in the same breath that Tov Olay Hiskir Shaila, so he's maskir b'Emachzir Noisei because he's maskir b'Shema Keleinu. So the Taisvis, the Divrei David says there must be a grais someplace. Abol Kaponim. Taisus, Ayotze, from the Taisus the Vial, Taisus brought down the Yerushalmi holds that if you pass Shema Keleinu, you do not say the same Talamota, you only have to go back to Shema Keleinu. And also the Yerushalmi holds that if he forgot to say Mashiv Ruch HaMeirid HaGeshem, you can be Maskir in Shema Keleinu. Period. Now Taisus talks about a new Inyan. Ubi Yerushalmi koma, the Yerushalmi speaks about another inyan. Ho yo oimed betal. If it was in the summer months, that the one has to say Moirid Atol, vehiskir shel geshem, and instead of saying Moirid Atol, he said Mashiv Ruach HaMoirid HaGeshem, Machzir Enoisoi. So he goes back. Perish. What does that mean? Be Moisakayit. It was in the summer. He should have said Moirid Atol, and instead of saying Moirid Atol, he said Moirid HaGeshem. So he has to go back. Uporich. So the Yerushalmi asked, so the Yerushalmi first understood, why do you have to go back? Because you did not say Moirid Atol. Moirid Atol is essential to say in the summer. So when you said Moirid HaGeshem, you did not mention Moirid Atol. Uporich, so the Yerushalmi asks on this, v'hasanya, we learned, b'tala beruches, if a person did not say Moirid Atol, or he did not say Mashiv Ruach, loy chayvu chachomim lahaskir. It's not, a person is not mechuyiv to say it. If he says it, good. If he doesn't say it, it's eich nish gefeilich. So the Yerushalmi asks, so if the halach is, even though he didn't mention Moirid Atol, even though he did not mention Moirid Atol, the halacha is that he was Yaitze, so what's wrong if he said Moirid HaGeshem? He didn't mention Moirid Atol. This is Pshat in the Yerushalmi's Kasha. Ki heichet im loy hiskir klal mital. Just like when he doesn't mention tal at all. Ein oi ikuv. It's no problem. Umo yiroitza la haskir maskir. That means meirid atol. A person is an option. If he wants, he can say meirid atol. If he wants, he doesn't have to say. So the Yerushalmi asks, so chinami im omad betal, if it was the summer. And he should have said meirid atol. Vehiskir shal geshem. And instead of that, he said meirid ageshem. Ein lochosh, so what could be wrong with that? The loigoram loihiskir tal, it's not worse than if he didn't say tal at all. Umishani, the Rishalmi answers, the loidomi. There's a difference if one does not say meirid atol, or if one says meirid ageshem. Why? Ahu de meikel umitzali. Lahu de mitzali v'loi meikel. Perish mikalo. That means there's a difference, klaima. Ein eidai mikshayimet betal. If a person, it's in the summer. It's in the summer. And he said, meirid ageshem v'hiskir shal geshem shehu simin klola. If a person said meirid ageshem, the problem is not that he didn't mention meirid at all. The problem is he said a klola. He mentioned in the summer geshem, which is a klola. But a person who doesn't say anything in the summer, that's no problem. And this is halacha lemaisa. Shem oimed b'shel tal. If the not now not faces figures that have halacha. If it is the summer, v'hiskir shel geshem, and he said mashiv ruach ha'meirid ageshem, the machzir in oisai. He has to daven over again, because he said a klal in Shemayna Esrei. Vim loy hiskir mishneim klal. If he did not say anything in the summer, ein machzir in oisei. So he doesn't have to go back. V'ohodo komar b'Yerushalmi. Then the Yerushalmi speaks about another shayla. Koi b'geshem. It was the winter. V'hiskir b'tal. And instead of saying meirid ageshem, he said meirid atal. Ein machzir emoisoi. So the halach is, he doesn't have to go back. Instead of saying, meir ad ageshem, he said, meir ad atal, ein machzir emoisoi. Uporich mehoche, for asanya, we learned in a different bereise. Oy shaloi hiskil gvures kishome, machzir emoisoi. We learned in a bereise. If a person does not say gvuras kishomim, he does not say moirid ageshem, is machzir enoisoi. So we have now a problem. In one place it says, if he said moirid atal, it's good. And another place it says, if he didn't say moirid ageshem, it is no good. Umishani hoda adke, hoda loy adke. What's he about? Hoda loy adke. If he did not say anything, loy tal, v'loy moto, l'kach machzir enoisa. If he did not say anything, he did not say tal. Let us say for practical purposes, umoto means geshem. Let's not go into tal umoto. That if he did not say, this is what the Rosh says this. That if he did not say, he said mashi v'ruach. And instead, he didn't say moirida tal. He did not say moirida geshem. Then, machzir enoisai. Hode hiskir, but if he said, shel tal umoto, or he said, mashi v'ruach umoirid atal v'hageshem, then it's a machzir enoisai. V'loi nehira, so Taisi says, that's also difficult to understand. The pshita im hiskir shneim, they machzir enoisai. V'im loi hiskir klau, pshita the machzir enoisai. Elevade yesh laforish, the Yerushalmi means like this. Ha de itker tal. If he said meirid atal in the winter, then he doesn't have to go over. Ha de loy itker klal loy tal v'loy moto. But if he did not say meirid atal, and did not say meirid ageshem, he didn't say anything, he just said mashi v'ruach, lefikach machzir enoisai. Avolem hiskir tal, but the minute he mentioned tal, av b'meisak shomim, ein machzir enoisai, you don't have to go back. Lekach, Yesh b'nei Adam sha'aymrim kol shah tal. The people say a whole year, they say all the time meirid atal. Mitoich sha'aym regilim. So they all the time they end up saying meirid atal. In kein b'meisak shomim im shochach meirid ageshem ein machzir en oisei. So Taisus ends up By us, it's halachas which we saw in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but halachas were derived, the Rishonim figured it out. Tosfos found this from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, if a person said Moirid Atol, in the winter, he does not have to go back, so those who daven Svad, and they say Moirid Atol, so they don't have to worry too much if they forget to say Moirid HaGeshem, because Moirid Atol B'diyeved will also help that one does not have to daven over again. This is only by Mashiv HaRuach U'Moirid HaGeshem. But by V'sein Tal U'Motol Livroche, if a person said V'sein Tal Livroche, he is Zichen Ad Yoitze, there one needs a Bakosha An Motol, so therefore, if he forgot to say Motol, he'll Zichen have to daven over again. That is a Hemshech from yesterday's Gemara. Now let's go to a new Gemara. Omer Rab Tamchen, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yeshua Ben Levi. Ta v'loi hiskir shal reish chaydesh, ta v'loi hiskir shal reish chaydesh. He made a mistake, and he did not say yale v'yovei. Ba'avoide, and the tois was ba'avoide. We'll explain this in a few minutes, what this means. Chayzer la'avoide. He goes back to avoide. Niskar b'haydo. What if he first reminded himself, Behoido, Moidim, that means he said, Moidim anachnu loch, and then he reminded himself, Oivei, it's Rosh Chodesh, I didn't say Yalla v'yavoi. Chayzel avoide, he goes back to Ritzei. B'sim sholoim, what if he reminded himself by Sim sholoim? Chayzel avoide, he goes back to Ritzei. Bim siyem, if he ended Shemayne Esrei, Chayzel l'roi. Then he goes back to the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. Now, these last three halachas, he reminded himself after Shemayne Esrei, he starts Shemayne Esrei over again. He reminded himself by Sim Sholim or by Moidim, he goes back to Ritzei. These halachas are poshet. But let's try to figure out what is the first halacha. To v'loi hiskil shel reish chodesh ba'avoide. He did not say yale v'yovoi ba'avoide. He didn't say it by Ritzei. Where is this person up to? He's not up to Moidim. That's the second case. The second case is he was up to Moidim and he reminded himself he didn't say yale v'yovoi. So this person is not up to Moidim. He's ba'avoide. So watch out. Choyzel avoide. He's in avoide. Say yale v'yovoi. In avoide you're supposed to say yale v'yovoi. There is a tremendous machloikis hapoiskim, what this beraisa means. But let's try to make things interesting. Lahaloche, in simin tov chov beis, we paskin. What happens if a person finished avoide? He said, Boruch ato Hashem, amarzer shchinose letzien. Oops, I forgot to say yalla v'yovei. What does one do then? So the mechaber paskins, you still have a chance. You're still an avoide. You didn't start haidah. You're still an avoide. Say yalla v'yovei. That's how we paskin l'aloche. The same aloche is brought down. He forgot to say v'sein talamot alivroche. He said boruch at Hashem v'boruch hashonim. You're still in birchas hashonim. You didn't start the kabbal shofar yet. Say v'sein talamot alivroche. The same aloche applies by mashiv ruach ha'moirid ha'geshem. Boruch at Hashem v'chaye ha'meisim. Mashiv ruach ha'moirid ha'geshem. This is the psak of the Mechaber. Now, when does one have to go back? If he started the next bracha, he said Ata Kodesh. Then he says Ata Kodesh. Then he starts saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avraham. But or he said Tka B'Shoifa, he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. He said Moidim, he has to go back to Ritzei. But if he reminded himself before he started Haidah, so he says, Yalla v'yovoi bim kaimai, and he doesn't go back any place. That is what the Mechaber says. So the Goyim in the Tzlach asks, so what's pshat in this Bereise? This Bereise says, To v'loi hiskil shal reish chodesh ba'avoide, choyzel avoide. He is in avoide, and he goes back to avoide. What is pshat? So because of this kasha, the Rabbeinu Yoina learned a different pshat. Not like it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Rabbeinu Yoina says, Fakert and Shulchan Aruch. That if he said, he's still in Avoide, you're right, he said,
He said,
he didn't start Haidah, and he reminded himself, you don't say Yalaviyova, you go back to Ritzay. The Rabbeinu Yainin, an Asugya, brings the Raya from this Beraisa, that the minute you finish the Broche, you cannot stick in the Haskora, you have to go back to Ritzay. So that's very good. If you hold like the Rabbeinu Yainin, if you don't know like the Rabbeinu Yainin, the Shulchan Aruch does not say like the Rabbeinu Yainin, what do we do with our Gemara? The Bir Aloche brings down this kasha. It's a kasha. It's a bit of a kasha. The Tzlach wants to say as follows. That Pshat, he says it's a nuch, it's a chiddush la aloche, but you have to say something. The Tzlach says as follows. A person, you're supposed to say Yala v'yove before v'sech zena. Now, he said v'sech zena einenu b'shubcho l'tziyin b'rachman. He's still in Avoida. So what should he do now? So the tzlach, so l'chayr, if he's in Avoide, he should say now, l'keinu k'evaseni yale v'yove. You're supposed to say yale v'yove in Avoide. I'm in Avoide. It doesn't say where you should, in Avoide you say yale v'yove. For example, mashi v'ruach ha'mayir d'agoshim, you say b'tchiyas ha'meisim. Where do you say it? Some, any place in that broche. You'll say b'chal k'chaim b'chesed, mashi v'ruach ha'mayir d'agoshim. B'chaim meisim b'rach mim rab, mashi v'ruach ha'mayir d'agoshim. It has to be somewhere in this broche. Chazal one keveya b'davke, they never pinpointed where exactly it should be. So theoretically, if a person said, v'sachzena ineinu b'shubcha l'tziyim b'rachmim, he should say, l'keinu l'kei v'sena yala v'yobe. That should be theoretically. But the Tzlach says you'll have a big problem. What's your problem? You're going to say yala v'yobe, kekel rachum v'chanan oto, then what are you going to say further? Boruch ato Hashem? No, this takdach me. Because you need me'ein chsime samach l'chsime. Before you end the broche, the sentence before the gemara broche has to speak about something what the broche is speaking about. So me'mele chana v'rachamoti, you can't say marzav shchinose l'tziyin. So you have to go back. You'll have to go back. So the minute you'll have to go back side to side, so the Tana said, if you're going back, go back all the way. So if you said this, achzena einenu b'shubcha l'tziyin b'rachmim, and then you reminded yourself, you go back to Ritzay. This is what the Tzlach says. Because if you could get away without going back, so then say yalav yovi bim koimai. But since you can't get away without going back, so therefore, you should go back already. Al kolponim, we have a meiridike machloikis hapoiskim. If a person finished the broche, he said, Baruch at Hashem, amar ze shchinos elatzin, what should he do now? According to the Rabbi Yaina and many other poiskim, he goes back to Ritzay. According to the Mechaba and Shulchan Aruch, he says, here yala v'yovei. So the Mishnah Berurah, mitoichi, they had a tremendous problem what he should do. So the Mishnah Berurah says, al kaponim, if he reminded himself by the Shem, he said, Baruch at Hashem, and he reminded himself, oy vey, I didn't say Yalav V'yovei, I didn't say Mashiv Ruach HaMeir D'Geshem, I didn't say V'sein Talamotu Livrocha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what you should do? Say, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha. I Vikim Tamdeini Chukecha. If you would learn the Chukim, you wouldn't have forgotten. Now, Baruch upon him, you're stuck over here. You're going to be in hot water. So you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha. Then go back and say, go back either to Ritzay, or if you don't say like the Tzlach, you say Yalav V'yovei, and then you say V'sech Hazema. And al kaponim, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins lahaloche. If lemaise he reminded himself after he finished the broche, then the mechaber had big plates. He paskins that you should say there yala v'yovei. Listen to the mechaber and yesh lachami. Listen, then you should listen to the mechaber. But if you could avoid the kula of the mechaber and you could be yaitzah the day of other rishonim, you should try to do so. Oma Rav Pope Berei de Rav Ache Barade. Hoda Amorim. Siem. Choyzer Leroish. That's what we said before. That if he ended the broche, but he ended Shemayna Esrei. Choyzer Leroish. When is it called he ended Shemayna Esrei? Loy Amorim Elo Sheoka Raglov. That is Davke if he was Oike Raglov. He said Oise Shalom already. So that's called he ended Shemayna Esrei. Avoloi Oka Raglov, but if he as yet did not say Oise Shalom, he's still standing there, Choyzel Avoide. Before, this is the two Lashonis in the Gemara, we don't pass them like this. But Al Kaponim, this first Lashon holds that Kol Zman, he didn't move his feet yet, he is considered he's still in Shemayna Esrei, and if he's still in Shemayna Esrei, he has an alternative, he can go back to Ritzay. Amalei Menolecho, who told you this? Amalei Mi Abba Mori Shmili, my father told me. Abba Mori Mi Rav, my father heard it from Rav. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hoda Moron, Oka Raglov. Now another cooler. That what we said, that Oka Raglov means he's finished Shemayna Esrei Chayza L'Roish. Lo Yamoran El Sha'enei Rogel Loimer Tachnu Nimachat Filosoi. Avo Rogel Loimer Tachnu Nimachat Filosoi Chayza La'avoide. Now this is very interesting. Bizman Chazal, others had a minig, they said, they didn't say Lekai Netzoyer. Lekai Netzoyer, they sat sitting down. They said Lekai Netzoyer. But that was sitting down. They first said, Boruch Ad Hashem, Boruch Hasam Yisrael Basholim, Yisrael Shalom Bimreimov. Then they sat down and they said, Alakai Netzel L'Shayni Mevo. So that means they were still connected. They, even after they said, Yisrael Shalom, they were still in the middle of Tachnunim. So Memele, so he says, Hoda Moron. That's what he said. Oka Raglov. That when he said, Yisrael Shalom, Chayzel Roish lo yamoren el she'enu rogel loimer tachnunim achat tfilosei. He's not rogel to say tachnunim after the tefillah. Avol rogel loimer tachnunim achat tfilosei. If he was sitting down, so he's still in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, even though he walked out of it. He's not finished yet. Chayzel avoide. This is one lashon in the Gemara which we do not paskin like at all. Ikedamri, and this is how we paskin l'aloche. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hoda Amoron. Ki loy oka raglov choyze lavoide. That's what we said. If it was loy oka raglov, if he's still standing there, so it's considered he's still in Shemayna Esrei, loy amoron el sharog yoloy mitachnu nimachat filosai. He says, after Shemayna Esrei, lekai netzayr. So therefore, that means like this. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hasam Yisrael Basholim. Yilorotz and Imri Vivegin Libo Fanech Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. And he's still standing there. So if normally he says, Alakai Netzoyer, so it's considered that he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So he can go back to Ritzei. Avalim Einei Rogel Loimer Tachnunim Achat Filosei. But if he's not Rogel to say Tachnunim, that means normally, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Amavoy Chasam Yisroel Basholem. Yilorot Zainim Rifi Vegili Bilafonech Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. And he has yet, and as yet did not step back. So even though he didn't step back, but since normally the Shemayna Esrei ends over here, so he's finished with Shemayna Esrei, and if he reminded himself, he didn't say Alev Yovah, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. Choyza L'Roish. And this is how we paskin. And we also paskin l'aloch, if we do say l'kai netzer, which most people do, if he said yulorotz enim refi by the end of a l'kai netzer, afilu he did not say oise sholem, he's finished already, yulorotz enim refi is a hesach hadas of tachnunim, he's finished with tachnunim, he's finished with Shemayna Esrei, so even though he reminded himself now that he forgot to say Alev Yovah, he has to start over again Shemayna Esrei. Tachnunim, Sarashi says, Kegoin alakai netzer l'shayni meiro, sha'onu oimrim ba'amide achar tfile. We say it's standing. Other people used to say it's sitting. Avol meina rogu, havasim tfilo, so he said that alone, that he ended davening ka'akire, so just like he stepped out already, afilo lo yoka. Now there's a very interesting taisvis over here. Let us see this taisvis. Ta v'loi hiskir shel reish chaydesh ba'avoide, chayzer la'avoide. A person did not say yale v'yovoi ba'avoide, he did not say yale v'yovoi, chayzer la'avoide, he goes back to Ritzei. So let us be megashim the taisvis. What is taisvis speaking about? He's up to moidim. He said, moidim anachnu loch. He did not forget, he didn't say Yala V'yovei, he goes back to Ritzei. Ubaloch is G'doylis Peirish, and the Bahag says, Davke B'yochid, that is only if this person is davening B'yachidis. And he said, Moidem Anachnu Loch, then he goes back to Ritzei. Avol b'tzibur. But what if he's davening with a minyan, a meira de kechidish? We pass like this lahaloche, l'chayre, eine chayzer. He doesn't go back to Ritzay. Why? Mivnei she'shayma mishatz. He has an eitzah. He'll be able to hear Yalev Yovei from the shatz. Why should you go back and say Ritzay? And say a bracha, say an extra bracha, you'll say bracha di ritzei, and bracha di shem amarsu shenosu litziyin. Go further, finish shemayna esrei, help was tutzach do, you finish, you forgot yalav yovei, no problem. You'll finish shemayna esrei. And if the, what's with yalav yovei, why shouldn't I go back? Your problem is yalav yovei, no problem. You'll listen to chazoras hashatz, you'll make sure to be quiet by chazoras hashatz, you won't talk. It's a good thing you forgot Yalav Yovei. You listen to Hakabo attentively. And Lemaisis, so you'll be Yitzi with you'll be Yitzi Yalav Yovei. But he says that. Miyu tzorech ledagdek mipi achazen. You're gaining something. You don't have to go back, but you have to pay for it. Miyu tzorech ledagdek mipi achazen kol ois ve ois shel tvila. You have to hear oisius, not tavis. Oisius you have to hear. If you listen, you don't have to go back if you'll be able to hear kol ois v'ois shel tvila. That's what the Bahag said. Af al pi shehu boki. So now Tosis has a different problem. L'chayre, the whole chazoras hashatz only helps for a person who is not a boki. A person who does not know how to daven, so they made chazoras hashatz that the shatz is moitzi the einam bekiyim. Those who don't know how to daven. But he knows how to daven. How could he use now Chazoras Hashatz? Tomrinon b'Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kishem shemoitzi yesha'enei boki. Just like the Shatz is moitzi a person who's not a boki. Kach moitzi a boki. He's moitzi a boki also. So memeli, you could be yaitze. Va'aval gav domrinen hosom loipota rabm gamliel eloha amsha besodis. Rabbi Gamliel said, the only the Bekiyim. Which Bekiyim can be Yaitza with the Shatz? Ha'om Shebesodai. Mishum Da'anisi. Because they're Anusim. Utridi, they can't come to Shul. Avol Be'ir Loi. But a person who's in the city, who could come and daven, he can't use the Tvilas HaShatz. He should daven. Yeshloima. When did the Gemara say that a boki cannot rely on the shatz? Hainu shaloi hispalo klau. He knows how to daven. And he didn't give any effort. He didn't daven at all. He wants to be yaitza with the shatz. He can't be yaitza with the shatz. Avol heiche shehispalo kvar. But what's willst du von dem Mensch? He davened already. He davened the Shemayna Esrei. Loi chashvina lei ke'ilu loi hispalo klau. This person, you can't say he didn't daven. Chazal wanted a boki should daven. I davened the whole Shemayna Esrei. But laida, I wasn't yaitza with my Shemayna Esrei because I forgot to say yalav yovei. V'hu adin l'chol dova shemachzirin oisoi. Or any other thing, besides yalav yovei, any other thing he forgot. Ihodar shomalei mishluche de tzibure. If he heard over again from the shatz, miroish v'yatzoyf nothing. He's yaitze. That's what the Baal Halachas Gedolah said. Agabucha, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says the person has to be very sure of himself that he'll listen to every word, number one. He has to have good ears. Then he has to have a shatz that says all the words, because if the shatz doesn't say all the words, like the Choychnish. So memeile, so if you have such a combination, which is very rare, then you could be samech on the Bahag. He says, better daven over again, Shemay Nesri. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But al koponim me'ikar adin, this eitze is brought down, that one could be yaitze from the shat. For Rav Ramposak, davke shochach lahaskil shorash chaydish. That is, davke forgot to say, yalav yovoi, he could be yaitze with the shat. Avul shochach b'roche shleim. What if he forgot one complete broche? Machzir en oisai. Then he has to go back. Then yaitze b'shmiyosai mishliach tzibo. Then he won't be yaitze with the shatz. So let's try to explain the svar of the Ram. Let me tell you over a kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says he does not understand this taisa. This Taisvis is speaking as follows. A person forgot to say, Yalav Yovei, The person forgot to say Yalav Yovin, he's by Moidim now. So Tosva says, so he's not Yaitze Shemay Ne'esri if you don't say Yalav Yovin. So Tosva says, no problem. You finish Shemay Ne'esri. Aye, what's with the Yalav Yovin? You'll hear the shots. So Rabbi Kiveg asks, so what kind, if I'm not Yaitze Shemay Ne'esri, and I'll be Yaitze through the shots, why should I continue? What reason should I continue? It's a bracha levatola. I'll say Moidim, one bracha b'chol achayim, Sim Shalom, it's brachas levatolas. And you're giving me a pat on my back, what's the Shemay Ne'esri? You'll be Yaitze with the shots. I'll be Yaitze with the shots, so why should I continue now? It's brachas levatolas. That's Rabbi Kiveg is akasha. Rabbi Kiveg says, if you would ask me, I tell you differently. I tell you, you know what you should do? You should do as follows. You reminded yourself by Moidim, so you stay there. And you don't have to listen to the shots. Till Ritzei Yedavent. So you just stay there. When the shots comes up, Till Ritzei, then you start listening to the shots. Till Ritzei, you have time to rest a little bit. When the shots, because you David Shemay Neso Till Ritzei. Theoretically, you have to go back to Ritzei. But you have an eight, instead of going back, you have a shots that could be made to you. So when the shots comes up to Ritzei, then you tune in and you hear to what the shots has to say. Ritzei you said, Ritzei till Yalav Yovi. Ritzei you also said. So now the shots comes to Yalav Yovi. Oh, now you start listening. Now you start listening to the shots, and the shots will be made to you from Yalav Yovi till the end of Shemay Ne'esrei. That's what Rebbe Kiveg says, if you ask me, that's what I tell you to do. Agavuche, you see a very interesting shita Rebbe Kiveg, half a Shemay Ne'esrei Yoytze with saying, and half a Shemay Ne'esrei Yoytze with Shemay Ka'ina, which is also a very debatable Shaila, but Al Kaponim Rabbi Kivege held that one can do like this. And on Taisvus, he doesn't understand Taisvus. He says, what cheshbon is there to continue davening its brachis levatola? But Ach Sechmir, and later I found the Stipler says this, that it's that the cheshbon of Taisvus is a poshet cheshbon. We learned a few, and we learned on Chavav Omid Beis, what is the halacha if a person did not say Yalav Yovi by the Shchoidish? What is it considered ki'ilu he didn't daven in Gamsen? It's not called Atzilah. Or it's called he daven, but he's missing a haskar, he's missing Yalav Yovi. Be'etzem, this is a machloikis harishayim. Shitas ha'taisvis is, it's called he daven. If he reminds himself, he has to daven again to say Yalav Yovi. But you cannot say he didn't daven. A person that said Yalav Yovai, the person that missed Yalav Yovai, he davened. He's missing Yalav Yovai, but he davened. If he reminds himself, he should daven over again in order to say Yalav Yovai. If he didn't remind himself, he davened, but he didn't say Yalav Yovai. But it's called davening. That's Shitas HaTosfos. Other Paiskim hold, if he didn't say Yalav Yovai, he didn't daven at all. So, Abba Kapandim Shitas HaTaisvus is that it's called davening, and that is the lumdus of Taisvus. Taisvus says, if a person davened already, then he could be Yaitze from the shots, even though he's a Boki. Because the Chazal wanted that he should daven. He davened already. He davened already. The only problem is he's missing the Askar of Yalav Yovai. He's missing the Askar of Yalav Yovai, so Memele, he has a chance. He'll say, so he could be Yaitze with the shots. That is Pshatan V'Ram. The Ram says if he missed a broche, if he said Yud Zayin broches, he didn't daven. There's not pshat that he's missing something. He davened, but he's missing something. If he skipped a broche, he didn't daven Shemay Ne'esrei. So this person didn't daven. So the Ram says, very good. If you don't daven, you want to be Yaitza with the shat? A boki has to daven. That is pshat from the Ram. If he didn't daven, so the disciple says something very interesting, which shouldn't happen by anybody. He says, if a person forgot to say, with Rosh Chodesh, you have to say the same Talamota. The first Shemay Ne'esrei, he said the same Talamota, but he didn't say Yalav Yovai. The second Shemay Ne'esrei, he said Yalav Yovai, he didn't say the same Talamota. So he says, according to Tosfos, he doesn't have to daven a third time, because Al Kaponim, he davened two times, he was maske, whatever, he had to be maske. So Memeli doesn't have to daven a third time. According to the Chachmei Provincia, he has to now daven a third time. He keep his finger on the siddur, or else he's in hot water. Okay, Al Kaponim, let's go further. Rabbi Lezer Oime Ha'oiset V'Losoi Kva, a person, we hear in the Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ha'oiset filosai kva ein filosai tachnunim. When we learned the Mishnah, we said, Amoyre de Kevol from the Goyim. The Goyim says that there's two inyonim of tefillah. There's one inyon of tefillah, there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Forget about if the Rabbein Yisraelim will answer your tefillah, will be mekabel your tefillah, there's a mitzvah lehispalo. That's one thing. A person is oisat filosai kva, he had the mitzvah of tefillah. There's no shaila about it. There's another shaila of tachnunim. The inyon of tachnunim is to be zeiche al yedei tefilosai, that the Rabbein Yisraelim should listen to his tefillah and to change the matzav. Someone is sick and he's mispalo, that yene should become gesund. You need tachnunim over there. There's a certain oif that he's asking for something. The Tashbat says a loshen, kva ki yoim ze kein esmail, beloi kavones tachnunim. There's no gefil, there's no feeling that he's asking, he's beseeching, he needs something. It's a mitzvah skriya. You have to say the words, I say all the words. But there's no kavone by him that he's a nitzrach. The Mishnah Brura says, Amoyre de Keloshen. Yosim aliboy, a person has to realize, She'ein biyad shum nivra malach oy mazol oy koichav lemaloi she'elosai ki im b'rtzoinoi. A person should realize he is helpless. You once said over the Rashba. The Rashba says a person has to hold 2 feet together and l'chadchil he holds 2 hands together when he's davening Shemayin Esrei. What is the inyan of holding the feet together, the hands together? So he says a person who his feet and hands are tied are helpless. He can't do anything himself. That is pshat and tefillah. Tefillah is that he's standing before the Rabbein Shalom, there's only one that can help me. Only you can help me. That is the kavonis tachnunim. He realizes that he's a nitzrach and he needs it. It's not a mitzvah kriya. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get what he wants to get, but one needs this kavonis. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef d'Omri Tovayu, kol she'ein yochel l'chadesh bodovo. He cannot be mechadesh something new each day in his tefillah. The Goyin says he doesn't have a hasogya what he's missing. He doesn't realize what he's missing. Else is good. So memele, that's missing in tachnunim. Omar Rab Zeire says, Ano yechilne lechidushi bo milsa. I can be mechadish abazundere bakoshe in each tefillah. Umistafine, but I'm afraid to be mechadish something new, dilme matridno, because I might get mixed up. That means as follows. We mentioned yesterday for Rab Yainis and Zecheinu Lebroche, Bizman Chazal, there wasn't such a thing as a siddur. Bizman Chazal, they held that tefillah is equivalent to Teire Shebal Peh. Just like Teire Shebal Peh was not permitted to be written, later Al Teis Lasses Lashem, they were Matik Sivas Teire Shebal Peh, so the same thing, a Siddur wasn't permitted to be written. So Rab Zeire said, so Memela, without a Siddur, so if he was now Mechadish, each tefillah, something new, he's afraid he wouldn't be able to become Torud, he wouldn't be able to get back to the tefillah. Abaye bar oven, v'Rab Chanina bar oven, the Omri Tavayu, a different pshat of kva. Kol she'ein mispalel im dimdumei chama. He does not daven when the sun is red. There are two zmanim when the sun is red, by honeitza chama, and b'shas shkiyesa chama. These are zmanei rotzin. And if he doesn't daven at this time, that's called a tefillas kva. What does this have a shayches to kva? Let us see Rashi. L'chadish bodovo bebakoshosoi v'haynu loshin kva. Ki yoim, kein esmel, kein mocho, there's no chidush. There's no ischachus, the same dry tefillah. Dilma matridno, shemo eta, maybe I'll make a mistake, v'loi eida lachzer l'mokim shehivsak. They won't know how to go back. She'enay mispalol im dimdume chame, v'haynu loshin kva. Well, how does kva come in over here? Tvilosei olof choik kavua, lotzei shidei choive, it's a mitzvah to be yoitze, veinei makbid lachzer acher shas mitzvah ve'eis rotzim. That means like this, if a person is a businessman, he has all angles in his mind. When is a good time to meet with Yana? When is a good time to do this? He understands that there are certain cheshbonos, and he makes these cheshbonos. A person has to be a businessman, b'inyan tefillah also. There's manim, there's itim shel rotzon. If he wants that the tefillah should be nene, he has to do certain things. That is the stira to kva. That means, kva means, I'm davening. But he's not looking at the efshorius and the possibilities, how to assure that the tefillah will be niskabel. The Omar, Rab Chiya Baraba, Omar Rab Yechanan, mitzvah is follow in dimdu mechamet. It's a mitzvah, not only is it successful, it's a mitzvah also. Omar Rab Zeire, maikro, yiro ucho, im shomesh, rufne yoreach, der deurem. The one pasuk is speaking about the daven shachas with the nates, and yireich der derem is the daven minche before the shkia, before shkia sachama. Layit alo b'marove aman de matzlim di du mechamo, but in marove neretz yisol, even though mitzad echad, there's a tremendous mile in davening in dim du mechamo right before the shkia, it's a merodike eisrotzen, but there's a danger also involved. My time adulme mitrefe le shaita. It could be, if it's a matter of minutes to daven right before the shkia, right before whenever this man of ad ha'erev is, so it could be that if he waits till such a time, he might pass this man tefillah. So the Bnei Marove did not hold of this hiddo. They held it's fakert. It's a tremendous gamble. Rashi, im dimdu mechamo, tfilis yoitzer, im honeitzachamo. Tfilis hamincha, im shkiyasachamo. Yerucha im shemes, zu tfilis yoitzer, meireyach zu mincha. Layit b'marove, in Eretz Yisrael, they were mekalel, they cursed, al misha masha, tfilis hamincha, ad dimdu mechamo, shema titrav loy hashoy, de oynes v'over hazman. He might still be over this man. So it's not kedai to make such a gamble. The Mishnah says further, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, ha'hilech b'mokim sakone, a person is going in a mokim sakone, mispalo tfilak tzor, he says a tfilak tzor. V'aimer, hoisha Hashem es amcho es she'eris Yisrael, בכל פרושה סעיבו ייצור חיים לפניך בורך אתו השם שמי התפילה. We are speaking about a person is in amokim sakon. It is impossible for him to daven shemayne esrei. It is impossible for him to daven me'ein shemayne esrei. To say a kitzel, a condensed form of shemayne esrei. He's in amokim sakon. So, ba'asher hu sham, he should say this tefillah. We get out of the sakon, he's mechuyav to daven shemayne esrei. But ba'asher hu sham, he says, this tefillah. Now, what is pshat in this parasha sa'ibo? Hoyshe asamcha Yisrael, asamcha she'eris Yisrael, b'chol parasha sa'ibo. My parasha sa'ibo, Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Ma'ukve, afilu b'sho she'ato mismalei aleihem ever. Afilu in a time when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is full with anger, ki isha ubro, like a woman that is muberes, yil kol tzolcheim lefonecha. The Goyin says, amoyre deke pshat. What is pshat? The Rebbein Shalom is full with anger like a isha muberes. So the Goyin says, an isha muberes means, if there's an ibur, that means there will be a leider. The ibur will not remain in her. Eventually there'll be a leider. If the Rebbein Shalom is molei evro ki isha muberes, that means the kas cannot remain by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It has to go out. There has to be onshin. Even in such a matzev, sha'ata mismalei aleihem evro ki isha ubro, yehi kol tzorcheim lefonecho. Whatever should be, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, think of all the things we need.
Yukol Tolcheim Lefonecha. How does this fit into the word Parasha Sa'ibo? Let us see Rashi. Bechol Parasha Sa'ibo, Kamai Prisha Sa'ibo. The way you explain the word Ibo. We'll see. Afilo Bishosh Atim Ismalem Evro Kisha Ubra. Vachi Mashmo. Bechol Inyone Prisha Sa'ibo. However you explain the word Ibo, Kagain Evro Ve'ubra. That's one of Yosef said. That means in Ibul there's a mashmois of anger, there's a mashmois of muberes. Any explanation you have, you put them together, Evro v'ikisha ubro, you call tzachem lefanech. That's how Rav Chisda learned pshat. So all the pshatim in the word Ibul, in Ikadamri, a different pshat, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Marukve, afilu b'sho shehem oivrim al divrei teire, Parasha Sa'iba means when they're Pershim Lasais Aveire, you call Tzachem Lefanecha. That is the tefillah that Rabbi Yeshua says one should say. Tana Rabbana, Hamahalech B'mokim Gedudei Chaye V'listim. A person is walking in a place where there's Chayes and there's robbers, murderers. Mispalo Tfilak Tzore. Ve'ezi Tfilak Tzore. Rabbi Lezer Oyma, Asei Ritzoincha Bashamayim Mimau. Meir de Kerashi over here. Rabbi Nishlam, do your Ratzin in the Himmel. Let us see Rashi. Yikol Tzachem Gluim Lefonecha Larachim Aleim. Afilu Bishashem Oivrim Veloshem Prosha Seibur Shem Pershim Laaveira. Asei Ritzoincha Bashamayim. Rabbi Nishlam, do your Ratzin in the Himmel. She'ein Shom Chait. There is no chatoim, ve'ein ritzayim chaleim ela l'toiv. There, what you want to do to the shemayim, there's only toiv, because they deserve only toiv. There's no chatoim. By us, we deserve another thing. Ve'avei l'tachtoinim al ritzaynecha. Don't do your rotzen by us. Asei ritzayim cha, your rotzen should be done, the mili rotzen should be done l'maylo. Asei ritzayim cha ba'shemayim imal. By us, aveir al ritzoinecha. Don't be mekayim yorotzen. V'sein nachas ruach lirayecha. So Rashi says, v'sein nachas ruach, v'sein lehem lirayecha nachas ruach. They should have shloyis arvei rucham. They should not get fatumot. They should be able to be Nefesh mi behola, like we say in the Hishanis, they should be with a clear ruach. Shlo yisalve v'rucham ayidei habriyis, kugein idei chayis v'listim. Let them have nachas ruach, mitachas. V'hatoiv be'einecho asei. So Rashi learns, v'hatoiv be'einecho asei atolehem. Whatever has to be done, you should do it. That's a Rashi learns chat. The dugmezu matzina b'sefer shoiftim, v'yayimru b'nei, that means if we're deserving of an oynish, let the chayis and the listim should not be the shluchim for the oynish. You should do it to Rabbi Yishlam, not to such shluchim. V'yayimru b'nei Yisrael chotonu, we sin. Asei ato lonu kechol atoiv b'einecha, achatz ileinu, but not through these balei bechirim. The goyim says pshat v'atoiv b'einecha asei, amayra di ketzvile, Ribbono shel Olam, we don't know what's good for us. V'hatoiv be'einecha asei. What you know is good for us, please do for us. Baruch ata Hashem shemei atzvila. Rabbi Yeshua says, the goyin isn't kairis this gemara, but let us say this gemara. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael. Listen to the Shava, to the Gishrei, Vasei Mehira Bako Shosom, Boruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atfila. Rashi says, Shava Loshin Gnicha, Yoser Mitfila. This is more than Tfila. This penetrates to the lave more than Tfila. What is Rashi telling us over here? There's a Meir Dike Kasha on this Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah says, that Ha'hoilach B'mokim Sakone, Yisei Atfila Ktsore. What's the Tfila Ktsore? He said a different nusach, a different tefillah. And here, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Tanu Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, Vasei Meir Bakoshosam, Boruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atfila." So the Tzlach explains that there are two inyonim. The Mishnah is speaking about Ahilech B'mokim Sakone. B'mokim Sakone means that it is not a smooth highway. There are many obstacles in the mokim. The mokim is Olol Sakone. There are holes and there's the mokim is Olol Sakone. If the whole thing is the mokim, so really if a person will be very, very careful, he can protect himself. But who is very, very careful? So if it's a mokim Sakone, be mispal to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Hoisha Hashem es Amcha Sheiris Yisrael, only Abbas of Adam, help us that we should be able to protect ourselves. That is, if the whole sakon is from the mokim. Here we're speaking about Ha'hoilach b'mokim gedui de'chayis v'listam. Here, he can't protect himself. They're balei b'chire, they're achayis over here. Here one needs a meiridike siyata d'shmaya. A tefillah is not sufficient. That's what Rashi says. Shavas loshin gniche yaisa mitvila. Here, if you want results, you have to put in more effort. You're in a terrible predicament. There's balei b'chire, there's chayis, there's listim, b'chavonosam lahazi. You have to put in more effort. Then you need shavas. Shemeya shavas. Shema shavas amcha Yisrael. Rab Lezer, b'rab tzodik oimer, shema tzakas amcha Yisrael. Vasei mehira bakoshosam, bochat Hashem shemeya tfila. Acherem oimrim, tzorchei amcho Yisrael merubim, vedatom ktzoro, yirotzim ofanech Hashem alakeinu, shetitin lechol echad v'echad kedei parnasosoi, lechol gviya gviya dei machsoira, bochat Hashem shemeya tfila. The Sifsei Chachamim wants to say something very interesting. What's the... There's a mokim listening and chayis. All of a sudden, yes, he didn't cholecha vecha k'dei panososoi, chol gvi gvi k'dei machsoire. He has to get out of here. What is he talking about now, panos over here? So Sifsei Chom says something very interesting. He's speaking on the listening and the chayis. Let them have enough money. Let the chayis have enough. Then they won't chapel with me. Like this, it's a different story in Gansen. Like this, they're desperate. Zon they hope, then the nest won't be so big. Then there won't be such a Yeshua. That's the tzvila. Amar Ravune, Aloche Kachel. Amar Leyol Rav Yehuda Achud Rav Salah Chaside. Eliyol told Rav Yehuda Loi Tiltach. He told them a whole bunch of eitzes. Don't get in kas v'loi techti. Kas brings the chet. Loi tirvi, you should not become shiker v'loi techti. That also brings the chet. Shaate yoytze l'derech, and when you yoytze l'derech, himolech b'kainecho v'tzei. Before you go to out l'derech, himolech b'kainecha. So poshet himolech b'kainecha is ask the Rabbeinu Shlomo if it's a good idea to go out. Ma himolech b'kainecha v'tzei. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chizde, zu tfilas haderech. This is tfilas haderech. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chizde, kol hayotze l'derech, tzorich l'ispalo tfilas haderech. Once you've been ispalo tfilas haderech, ma tfilas haderech. Yirotzein melfonecha Hashem alakayshet lechenu l'shom satzideinu l'sholim sismecheni l'shom satzlein mikav kolo'i v'oire v'derech v'sishach v'roche b'may siyodai ol aloshin yochid v'sitneini l'chenu l'chesu l'rachmen b'enecho v'eini kol reyai bo'achato Hashem shemeya tfilet. There's a mere dikavol from the Tzlach. The Tzlach says it's a very interesting loshin himolech b'koinecho. I mean, himolech b'kanecha would sound if one can put in a phone call and ask the Rabbi Shlom, himolech, you should ask, should I go, shouldn't I go? I mean, lemaisa, how does one know if he should go, if he shouldn't go? So he told them like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Doise was mispalo, so he could tell right away if the tefillah was miskabel or not. Im shkura tefillah se b'fi, if the tefillah k'gang in gut, he knew the tefillah was miskabel. He may not shigura b'fi, if he knew he was stumbling over the words, he knew too late that the tefillah wasn't miskabel. That was Rabbi Chanina ben Doise. So the Tzlach explains it doesn't work by everybody. Rabbi Chanina ben Doise had these connections. He was able, that means right away he was able to figure out if the tefillah is good or not through shigura tefillah b'fi. So Eliyo Anovi told Rav Yehuda, Achua de Rav Salah Chaside, you're also in that madrege. You could also be himolech b'kainecha. How do you find out? Say tefillas haderech. You'll see how the tefillas haderech goes. If it goes good, to know you should go on the journey. If it doesn't go good, go back right away. That's how the Tzlach says pshat. V'datam tzorah rashvenim yoidim l'forosh tzorcheyim loytirtach v'loytechti loysichay shemitech hakas atabor lidechei loysiv loysishtake b'yayin. Himolech Rashi says tul rishus, this is not like the Tzlach. Let's see the two taisus and ikadami yomar Rav Nachman Rav Alfas posak ikada amri. The berogel loy metachnunim, a person who usually says alakai netzer, v'loy oka raglov, ein echoizel l'roi, she doesn't have to go back, he's still in the middle of Shemay Nesrei. V'meine rogel, if he's not rogel to say tachnunim, gam ki loy oka raglov, he's still standing there, choizel l'roi, she finished very Shemay Nesrei. V'im oka, but if he said aise sholem, gam ki rogel loy metachnunim, kamei lakai netzer l'shoini, choizel l'roi. Kol shein yocha loy metachnunim, pesha b'en chananu. If there's a shita, loshen tachnunim is the oyun, how it is said, how the tefillah is presented. If it's said the loshen tachnunim, afila olav kemasoi have a tefillah ma'olye. Le'beinon ela loshen tachnunim b'lav.